You are a disgrace. European politicians slam neo-Marxist Trudeau over freedom convoy crackdown. By Peter Kettle on March 24, 2022. A number of European Parliament members have taken aim at Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for his harsh crackdown on the country's freedom convoy truckers. Justin Trudeau received an extremely hostile welcome to Brussels from a number of members of the European Parliament, MEPs, on Wednesday, who slammed the Liberal Party leader for his crackdown on the Freedom Convoy protests which took place in his country earlier in the year. Trudeau made the trip to the European Union Assembly in order to call on European leaders to begin strengthening our democracies to better face up to Russia's President Vladimir Putin. However, Trudeau's calls have somewhat backfired, with MEPs accusing the leader of hypocrisy considering his crackdown on anti-lockdown protests throughout his country. Justin Trudeau cannot come to lecture Putin on democracy in the European Parliament when he walks with hobnail boots over the fundamental rights of the Canadians. Christian Terhs, a Romanian MEP for the European Conservatives and Reformists, ECR, group, told Breitbart London. People are made now to choose between the Russian imperialist tyranny promoted by Putin, and the neo-Marxist tyranny promoted hypocritical leaders such as Trudeau, in which people are deprived of their rights and freedoms and become objects of the state, he continued. We must reject both such tyrannical options and fight for the same conservative values that brought peace through prosperity in Europe. National sovereignty, individual freedom, and respect for human rights, Durk concluded. Other MEPs spoke just as harshly against the Canadian leader, with Christine Anderson taking aim at the political leader's past praise for China's basic dictatorship. It would have been more appropriate for Mr. Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, to address this House according to Article 144, the alternative for Germany, oft, politician began. An article which was specifically designed to debate violations of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, which is clearly the case with Mr. Trudeau. Then again, a prime minister who openly admires the Chinese basic dictatorship, who tramples on fundamental rights by persecuting and criminalizing his own citizens as terrorists, just because they dared to stand up to his perverted concept of democracy, should not be allowed to speak in this House at all, she continued. Mr. Trudeau, you are a disgrace for any democracy, Anderson concluded. Please spare us your presence. Yet another MEP, Mislav Kolakušić from Croatia, also had some choice words for Justin Trudeau regarding his recent actions. Canada, once a symbol of the modern world, has become a symbol of civil rights violations under your quasi-liberal boot in recent months, the Croatian MEP said. We watched how you trample women with horses, how you block the bank accounts of single parents so that they can't even pay their children's education and medicine, he continued. That they can't pay utilities, or mortgages for their homes. To you, these may be liberal methods, Kolakušić said. For many citizens of the world, it is a dictatorship of the worst kind. The criticisms leveled by MEPs against the Canadian Prime Minister are in no way new, with many worldwide having railed against Trudeau for his draconian actions against the Freedom Convoy trucker movement. However, despite all of these criticisms, Trudeau has just managed to agree a deal with the Canadian New Democratic Party, NDP, further cementing his political position until 2025 under a supply and confidence agreement. This is despite the fact that Trudeau is currently leading a minority government, which relies on external support to pass legislation. Governments with a minority of seats in Parliament, like the one Trudeau now leads, tend to last an average of about 2 years, but this rare written agreement could permit it to go the entire 4-year term after last year's election, a report on the unprecedented written agreement noted, with Trudeau reportedly expressing a desire to stay in power long after that point. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.